course, this is the home I told you about. You're absolutely going to fall in love with it. It's really fine. And here, of course, is the darlingest little room. What a lovely nursery. Well, my dears, time flies. Time really does fly. It seems like only yesterday my dear hubby and I were young and fancy free.
Oh, Malcolm.
Hello? Hello? This is the other flight down. Oh. Last entry, of course. These stairs continued right on down to the below stairs. Oh, they would have had about 6 servants, you know, in a house like this, of course.
Oh, it's a sweet, lovely house, Mrs. West. I think we'd like to take it.
Mm.
Oh, well, I'm perfectly certain you'll be wonderfully happy here. Tell me, do you ride?
Not actually, no. Malcolm had to once in a film, but I've never been, well, a donkey and black.
Suspense. The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.
What do you want when you sit down with your favorite magazine? Interviews with well-known personalities? Information on current events? Reviews on the latest movies? And competitions? Big competitions that could win you cars, caravans, or even a trip overseas. It's all there in your latest copy of Family Radio and TV.
When next you light up, try a rather special little filter cigar. El Cano Cigarillos. A taste so mellow and mild, you can share them with anyone, anywhere, anytime. El Cano gives you the fragrance of aromatic leaf from Java, the flavor of fine West Indian tobaccos. El Cano, South Africa's top-selling cigarillo.
For the first time ever on radio, presenting the crispy crouton. Yes, listeners, that's the sound of Ryko's Cup of Soup Supreme. Rich, creamy soup with real vegetables and real golden toasted croutons. If Cup of Soup Supreme sounds that delicious, imagine how it tastes. So remember, when it comes to the crunch, you can make a gourmet soup in seconds. Ryko Cup of Soup Supreme with crispy croutons.
And now part one of tonight's suspense.
Quite worn out. Not so young as I was once.
Oh, listen to the old lady. Must go. Sure you don't need the car?
We must see if we can find some second-hand stair carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
What? No, of course not. You leave it at the station till tonight?
Norwich Station, yep.
Mm. Undercover, because it leaks like anything.
Poor old girl. When I come back from the States, I think we ought to invest in something a bit newer, a bit faster, a bit more waterproof.
When you come back from the States, we'll be very, very broke, Malcolm, dear.
Not necessarily. When I come back from the States, Peter might have pulled finger and got me a nice telly series.
Mm.
How about that, then? Then, if we like it here, we'll buy the blinking place.
Oh, no. He goes to New York after Minneapolis. Minneapolis is the third place, I think. They're there for a week.
I suppose it's quite an opportunity for him.
He says nothing will come of it. I mean, he's only understudying Laertes. And walking on is about 17 different courtiers and soldiers and... He nearly got Fortinbras, actually, but they gave it to John Redmond. He was a central school with him. And according to Malcolm, he's not very good. Anyway, nothing's really fair in theatre, acting and that. I'm glad I chucked it when I did. You're going to have another sticky bun?
I am not. No, I don't know how you people manage. Awful life, if you ask me. Every blinking evening of your lives, Mum at home alone.
You've got to be joking. Every evening? Do you know how many evenings he's worked last year? Under 100. One has lots of free time in the acting business, you know.
Oh, look, I really should be getting back. It's been super seeing you, Jeannie. Not so long next time.
No. I was actually thinking of coming with you as far as Leicester Square and meeting Malcolm after rehearsals. No, I'd have to wait all afternoon. I'll go back. I want to make some curtains.
Oh, I must come and see this mansion of yours.
Ours? I wish it was. It used to be a vicarage. Malcolm's already talking of buying it. £80,000, I ask you.
Oh, it sounds as if it ought to be even more than that, the way you describe it.
It's only as cheap as that, because it's in North Suffolk. I mean, my dear, no. Need 6-foot arms for this job. Not bad. Bit short. Put a bench or something underneath, though. Chaise lounge or something, you wouldn't notice. Deep, deep peace of the double bed after the hurly-burly of the chaise lounge. Gonna really storm in a minute. Definitely. It was lovely, but I couldn't for the life of me work out where it was coming from.
Radio?
It wasn't on.
Oh, well. I've got the final dates for America. Really final.
I've decided we're going to limit ourselves to one phone call a week and only 3 or 4 minutes even then. Otherwise, we'll use up all your money.
I am getting pretty well paid, you know.
Oh, what about tomorrow?
Saturday?
Rehearsing, are you?
Till about 2. Be home about 5.
I wish they wouldn't. I mean, you're going next Wednesday. I'm getting cold feet now. Christmas, it seemed so far away, and 6 weeks wasn't long.
6 weeks isn't long.
Oh. Filthy green fly. Still, this garden's really been neglected. 1, 2, 3, 4. But there's only 3 bedrooms upstairs. 3 bedrooms? There's 4 windows, though. 1, 2, 3, 4. Along. But this is the end of the house. The stairs, and it doesn't go past there. Where's... Malcolm, you stood down there yourself and you counted 4 windows.
Oh,
and...
Darling. Look, I'm not disputing.
Oh, there was somebody else in this house. I swear there was. Someone coughed. Someone...
What?
It sounded like a child. And I heard the music box again. Don't look at me like that. Why didn't it do it then?
What? Do what?
Each time I tapped, like you did, there was this knocking, coming back, almost like it was answering.
Like what was answering?
I don't know.
Well, what it is probably the central heating. Oil-fired central heating, you see? Oh, it makes noises. Pipes in there. Air blocks, blocks, you know.
Oh, my, you're a busker.
Come on, let's go to bed.
It's only six.
So, let's go to bed.
Bunker 77.
Hi. What were you doing, sitting on top of it?
I've just got in from the airport.
All right?
No, not all right. Not all right at all.
Look, if I get the 215 from King's Cross, I can be there by...
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, yes, yes, I can. Jean, I'm coming. Look, Alan won't mind. My sister's here for the kids. And I'll stay till... Well, how about Saturday? Really, I'll go and get ready.
Hazel, are you sure? I mean, what about the children?
I've just said, Gillian's here. And they prefer her to me anyway. She's much softer with them. Sometimes I've got an idea that Alan prefers Jill too.
Oh, Hazel, I don't want
too to... Too late. See you around six.
I'll... Oh, silly, silly girl. She... Oh, better light a fire. Marvellous spring. More like... What is going on in this damn house?
Kan ek en mama teen ek kruis, asseblief, mam?
Nee, dis my toe, broekie.
Ai, ek dog groot mense die eerste keuse.
Jam, 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 jam.
Dis my mama. Vir my inmoed. Smaak so goed, dit is so goed. Goed om jou te voed.
Julle kan allemaal een Marmite een kry. Die vitamine B is goed vir julle.
Jam, 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 jam.
Een Marmite hap, dit smaak na meer. Laat die tonen klap. So voedsam hap. Dis my Marmite.
Die voedsame smaak wat jy nooit ontgroei nie.
Dis my Marmite.
You better, better, better. Better taste,
Brahma
Soft. Brahma's got that natural fresh taste. Better taste, Brahma Soft.
You can't beat Brahma Soft's natural fresh taste, so you'd better taste it.
Better, better, better. You better taste, Brahma. Yes, you better taste, Brahma Soft. Brahma's got that natural fresh taste. Better, better, better.
Best taste, Brahma Soft.
Op al zes die continenten, in meer dan 160 landen en op meer dan 100 luchtrederijen wordt de Rothmans King Size met trots aangebied, met grachten geniet. Rothmans, die wereldnaam een sigaret.
Suspense, part 2.
Right. What's going on, hmm? What do you want? What? Anybody listening think I was going bats? Yes. Well, that's the natural next logical step, of course, isn't it? But why only when I'm here? There's a room in there, at the end of the house. And someone's in there, playing a musical box. And knocking. Knocking.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
heavens. Up here, it just stops. The wall. But it shouldn't stop. I bet it didn't. Once upon a time, they went the stairs into another room. Oh, the fourth room. You can see. Down in the garden. What am I doing? What am I doing? I'm going... There's a space behind... Here. That's where the room is. I'll wait till Hazel comes in and together we can find out.
Anyway, just as long as you understand, Jean.
Oh, yes, of course, Alan. Believe me, it wasn't my idea. I mean, you do understand that.
Yes.
In the beginning, I said...
No, the thing is, I wouldn't mind if... I just can't stand the idea of being cooped up with Gillian till the weekend. I mean...
Alan, you're not to worry about it. It's only Hazel insisting.
Yes, well, she's very fond of you, you see. That's...
me too. Of her. Fine. Okay.
Yeah, you sure it's all right?
Of course, silly.
Well, bye.
Bye. Why do people pretend... He can't stand Malcolm. Malcolm thinks he's a twit. We won't get together at all. It's Hazel and me who are friends. Why do the men just have to... I knew I'd have to do it on my own. I knew. Something told me. Some things are supposed to be shared. You see? Nearly. Oh. Hello? Who's there? Hello? We're going to be sued for it. Enormous damage. Lavinia.
What? Who? Lavinia? Where?
The cupboard. Somebody must have put her there. Years and years and years. Well, Hazel, Alan said you weren't coming.
We'd better call the police.
Lavinia. Poor little thing.
How do you know? I mean, how do you know it's Lavinia, Jean?
There's a little locket around its neck. Oh, you mustn't say it. She's her. Lavinia. It's a pretty name, isn't it?
Come downstairs. But
Lavinia. She'll be lonely.
Lonely. Lonely. Lonely.
Is she all right?
Oh, yes, I think so. Shocked. Not surprising, though, is it? Skeletons in the cupboard. I mean, it isn't every day.
The thing is, she seemed all... Well, I don't know, vacant and peculiar and... I mean, you hear the queerest things, Doctor, about people. You know, I mean, what happens to them when they're shocked badly.
I think if you pop in there now, you'll find her perfectly all right. You said you'd been in to see, was it Reverend Crawshaw, St. Saviour's?
Yes, this used to be the vicarage for the incumbent, isn't it? Incumbents, isn't that what they say?
Yes, I see.
Dr. Matthews, can I just see Jean first, and then I'll come and tell you
what I heard. Yes, of course. Don't be long, though. I have a few more calls to make before I...
It wouldn't have meant very much, except for the locket thing around the poor little skeleton's neck. Lavinia.
Lavinia.
Mm. Mm. In 1891, her mother died. Her father wasn't very well either. I suppose TB and things. They weren't so good then at curing people. Well, you know, those kind.
Yes.
You know.
No, go on.
Well, he knew he was dying, apparently. And he persuaded his brother to come and live with him. With him and his daughter. He was afraid that she'd have no one. There wasn't anyone else. Only the brother. Well, when he... The vicar, that is. He was Reverend Scotney. Well, when he died, his brother, Howard Scotney, was going to emigrate to America. And he was going to take little Lavinia with him to begin a new life.
Only she died first.
She didn't die.
Yes, she did, Mrs. Barnes. Of a crushed skull.
That's what I meant. The brute murdered Lavinia. His own niece, and went to America. It was presumed that she went with him, but she didn't. She stayed here for nearly 100 years. And he altered the whole upper story of the house to cover up his crime. And for some impossible reason, all those years, no one took enough interest in the odd architecture to have a look. To do what Jean did.
It's always the house, I mean, belonged to St. Saviour's, you say.
Father Crawshaw says yes, and no one's ever really lived here for more than a few months at a time. Not for, well, I don't know, ages and ages. You see, that's the problem. There's never been anyone living here long enough to...
Well,
you know, to...
You don't go investigating and altering a house that you're only staying in for a short time. No, certainly. You say you got all this from the parish records?
Mm-hmm. We did a reconstruction job, Father Crawshaw and me. When his wife died... It's funny, all the vicar's wives seem to die around here. Anyway, when his wife died, his children are grown up, he moved to a bungalow closer to Norwich. He took a trunk of letters and papers, and he found it in the cellar. He forgot to do anything about it. When all this came up, he remembered it. It was absolutely fascinating. There were lots and lots of letters...
Mm-hmm.
Lavinia's uncle to her father, making promises about how the child would live in America. Lots and lots of details about money. Apparently, Howard Scotney did very well out of it.
Mm.
He made a small fortune. Well, a small fortune in those days.
So he killed the child and went off with the money. Hmm. And what eventually happened to Howard Scotney? Anyone...
No, that we can't find out. I think Father Crawshaw worked out, though, that he must be dead by now. Because he'd be about 130.
Oh, yes, no, I wasn't suggesting that...
Do you believe in ghosts, Doctor?
Well,
I, I only ask because Jean says... Well, she says that little Lavinia has been calling to her ever since they came to live here. And she thinks that she, Jean, was the first person who ever came here. Well, the first person who ever sort of bothered to feel. Do you know what I mean? Feel the atmosphere. The first person ever to heed Lavinia's plea.
Plea?
Underneath the elms in the churchyard at St. Saviour's, Lavinia's mother is buried. And next to her is the vicar, her father. Between the two graves is an empty space.
Absolutely marvellous, Jeannie. Wonderful. I'm telling you, they're so warm, the Americans. Mind you, if they don't like you, they certainly don't mess about. They tell you in no uncertain terms as well. You missing me? I am you.
Oh, yes, yes, very much.
3 weeks gone already. Only another three.
And you go where tomorrow?
Milwaukee. Marvellous, isn't it? All these names you only heard before, and suddenly, wow. Well, what are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to a funeral, actually.
A funeral? Jean? Not your mum?
Oh, no. Not anybody... You know.
Well, who then?
Lavinia Crawshaw. She died long, long ago, and she's waited all these years to be buried with her mummy and her daddy.
Jeannie, what are you talking about?
It's the first time I've really, really been of use to someone ever. Ever in my life.
But Jeannie...
Hurry up with your old tour, Malcolm. I can't wait for you to come home.
Great wind blow 'em house down. Long rain ruin 'em hi-fi. Vehicle gone to happy hunting ground. Luckily agent get me best insurance. Mutual and Federal's all sure plan. Hello?
The check is on its way, sir.
Good. All sure agent no speak with forked tongue.
Mutual and Federal's all sure plan. It's more than combination insurance. It's all surance.
Go for mobile. Go for mobile. Where you're number one.
Go for mobile. Don't drive past. The driving service is friendly and fast.
May I fill your tank? Can I check your oil? Let me wash your screen. We're not happy till it's green.
Thank you.
Mobile service can't be beat. As we hear right down your street.
Go for mobile.
Go for mobile. Mobile is the one. Where you know you're number one.
There's only one way to describe it. Finger-licking good.
With the Colonel's secret herbs and spices, no wonder it's finger-licking good.
What taste?
The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.